Clil D. Geography. Exercise 1, page 152.
Icebergs. Icebergs are a majestic, impressive sight and iconic features of polar regions. But how much do we actually know about them? Icebergs are anything but just large lumps of ice. Over thousands of years, snow accumulates layer upon layer in Antarctica and the Arctic, until finally freshwater glaciers form. These glaciers slowly flow towards the ocean under their own weight, until they meet it and form an ice shelf. When part of this ice shelf cracks and breaks off, an iceberg drifts into the water. It floats because it is full of air bubbles and less dense than the salt-laden seawater surrounding it. No two icebergs are the same. It's common knowledge that most lies beneath the water, from 50 to 99%. But growlers are as small as a car, while bergy bits are about the size of a house. The largest iceberg ever seen was 11,000 square kilometers, which is larger than Jamaica. Moreover, wind and water can erode icebergs into incredible sculptures. Most are white, but some appear blue. Darker, bluer areas, for instance, may appear in layers where snow fell in warmer conditions and little or no air became trapped in them. Once an iceberg has calved from a glacier, sometimes with loud cracking and crashing, it typically exists for 3 to 6 years. Some simply melt or are eroded away by wind and waves, whereas others collapse violently. As they melt, they release nutrients, attracting various sea life. But they can be destructive too, blocking the passage of emperor penguins migrating to the ocean to feed. In the wake of the tragic sinking of the Titanic after it hit an iceberg in April 1912, the International Ice Patrol was formed to track and monitor icebergs with radar. Low-lying growlers can be particularly dangerous, as only a small proportion is visible above the water. Most worrying of all, global warming may be increasing the rate at which icebergs form and melt into the oceans, potentially bringing catastrophic changes in weather patterns across the world.